Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as we get situated here at the Talking Stick Resort. The Jazz blowout win over the Phoenix Suns tonight. The final score, 120-102. And the first question, Ron, you've got to ask, the Jazz forced 31 turnovers. How much was this Jazz defense? How much of this was just dreadful offense by Phoenix?
Well, your defense is going to create problems if you're in the right spots. And then the Phoenix Suns was trying to make plays that they couldn't. Not capable of making. I mean, the young players getting up in the air with nowhere to pass the basketball. I mean, those are the type of things that the Phoenix Suns was responsible for. The Jazz positioning on defense and being in the right spots, aggressively getting deflections that lead to turnovers, that type of thing. And again, as we talked before, how many fast break points the Jazz ended up with? 17. But they only had like 5 or 6 there in that first half, even though they was playing fast enough and they were coming up with steals.
Jazz had 47 points off turnovers in this game tonight. Well, that was really the story. The other good side of the Jazz, their defense was active and very good without Rudy Gobert, who did not play today. Derek Favors and Epe Udo started. Favors, I thought, added a pick-and-roll defense and aggressiveness that we haven't seen from the Jazz.
Absolutely. And you can just tell now that his legs seem to be very, very strong. We saw him explode a couple of times going to the basket, saw him come up with a block shot, you know. So his legs seem to be, his knee anyway, seems to be strong enough now to the point where we might see something special out of him this year.
The other thing that we're seeing is that Epe Udo is really quite a good defensive player.
He is, and I got to see him some more. I mean, I know I'm surprised at what I'm seeing, especially with a couple of times he recovered tonight, ended up blocking a shot. I was very surprised with that. But, you know, I want to see him playing against some better talent as well.
Yeah, the Phoenix Suns, there was one of our questions we just got in here is, what can you take from this? I'll see who asked that question. Dustin Need said, what can you take from the game for the regular season? And my takeaway is that Phoenix has a real chance to get Luka Doncic with the number one pick of this draft. They look terrible.
They don't look organized enough right now. They're trying to run, but it's reckless. And they have young players that probably want to run, but they just doesn't seem to be organized enough to play that style of basketball. I just don't like what I'm seeing right now with this team. Maybe they do have a couple of players that are very, very talented. But, you know, if you don't have a system, and you and I talk about a system of having something that can get you on the right track of trying to win some basketball games and maybe a system that can win 20 games for him this year.
Got some nice pieces. I mean, that Josh Jackson kid's going to be really good. I talked to Memo for a long time before the game. Memo said he thinks he'll be an all-star. He thinks he's Scottie Pippen-esque. He thinks he'll be a point forward. I saw everything Memo talked about.
Well, he's very, very talented, that's for sure. But he was one of those guys that had 7 turnovers there in the first half. So he needs to tone it down a little bit and stop and not play as reckless. Now, is he a better basketball player playing that style? We'll just have to wait and see because, still young, and you can see the talent level is definitely there.
Steals for the Jazz tonight. Ingles 4, Favors 3, Udo 2, Rubio 3, including one on the opening play of the game, 1 for Mitchell, 3 for Neto, 1 for Jarebko Bradley, Cephalosha Bolomboy, and Naz Mitro-Long. Before we get to the questions, the other story is Ricky Rubio had 20 points in the first half of this game. First play of the game, he jumps the passing lane, takes it the other way for a layup. He then hits 3 mid-range jumpers and a 3. He played with incredible offensive confidence tonight.
You know, and like I said during the broadcast, you know, you hear so much about Rubio not being a shooter. He can't shoot. But every time he played against us, he seemed to have a pretty good shooting night. Tonight, he was pretty offensive-minded. He didn't have 1 assist tonight. He averaged 9.5 assists last year. He didn't have 1 assist tonight. But, you know, okay, let's go, Rubio.
He had 20 points in 14 minutes. All right, let's get to some of our questions on Facebook Live here on the Postcast. Tyler Kenny wants to know if the stats have been fixed or are they still inaccurate. I think they were pretty good tonight. And actually, I think it's been a really interesting experience. The NBA rolled these out. They were a disaster. And the NBA came to the broadcast, and the broadcast came that there's been incredible communication. I mean, this is a big, huge behemoth league, and they've really been remarkable in asking broadcasters what they need and things. It's been very impressive from the league. It was a bad rollout, but it was impressive. What can we take away from this game from the regular season from a Jazz standpoint?
I think right now, as we said before the ball game, it's what the Jazz are doing, not so much what the other teams are doing. Quinn is so enamored right now with execution. He's with a fast pace, but getting the job done, taking care of the basketball, running good routes, and you know all of those type of things that will help the Jazz going forward. So regardless of who you're playing, those are things that you must do every night to get good at. And so if you're going to take away anything, that's what you look at, or what the Jazz are doing on the defensively and offensively.
Jason Lewis, do you think Mitchell drives to the basket too often, and what does Quinn want him to focus on offensively?
Just let him play. I mean, I think as a whole, eventually Quinn, if he gets too far out of hand, Quinn will probably get a chance to settle him down a little bit. But you got to let this kid play this is the way he played in college. When you saw him play in college, that's the way he was playing. So you got to kind of let him go, and he'll figure it out. And you know, obviously Quinn will help him there as well.
You also notice he's making mistakes he'll stop making. He's driving the basket, beating his first guy, and then two other guys suffocate him. He's going to learn in this league, like, oh, when I beat my first guy, I'm actually not free. Mm-hmm. In college, when you beat the first guy, you were actually free to go. In this league, you're not, and he's going to learn that's the different game he's playing.
And another thing he's going to learn, too, is the driving to the basket, and where's the next play? You know, I'm driving to the basket, okay, if help is here, where's the open man? Instead of getting up in the air, okay, what do I have left? I've got to try to find someone, you know, that type of thing on the offensive end.
Del Toledo says Rubio's defense is so good, I didn't know he was this good defensively, passing good by everybody as well. Rubio's defense is really good, and Donovan said it sets the tone.
Yeah, it really is. He's always been a very good defensive player. He's in the top 10 in steals every year. And you know, that's something that probably goes unnoticed by a lot of people because they talk so much about his ability to pass the basketball. His defense is very good. And, again, like I said, he's been in top 10 in steals every year.
Tom Maddox wants to know your thoughts on Joel Ballenboy versus Royce O'Neal. Who gets the final roster spot? Royce favored after the Exum injury. Probably that, you know, often we talked about, Joe Ingles is a good story on this, and often the final roster spot is dictated by something other than the final guys. Joe Ingles gets cut by the Clippers, even though he had a better camp than Jared Cunningham, because Chris Paul got hurt. There might be some of that. Here's what I do think is really clear on both. They're both NBA players. Joel Ballenboy has shown he's an NBA player. Royce O'Neal is an NBA player. He might be a rotation player. I'm not sure I can say the same yet on Ballenboy. He's an NBA player. I'm not sure if he's where he is in a rotation, but there's no question, I think, that Royce O'Neal, if he can hit the threes, is an NBA rotation player. Both of them playing really, really well. Both of them have earned NBA spots. One of them is going to get cut if that's the choice. I don't know what else it would be, frankly. So the Jazz have 16 players who deserve NBA roster spots with only 15 to give out.
You know, that's and I can't add much to that, David. You said everything that needs to be said about that situation, except the fact that, you know, a wing player and Ballenboy is probably just trying to show everyone that I can be a player that can go away from the basket. We've looked at him as being more of a power player. He's very good around the basket, very strong rebounder, but he's trying to show us now that he can do some other things. And just have to wait and see what happened and what Quinn and Dennis thinks is more of a necessity, you know, for what the Jazz need.
Final question tonight, because we're running out of time. We got to make a bus. We have more questions, but thank you very much for all those. From Alex Hansen, and I think this is important, we pointed out, he thought Tony Bradley was very solid on both ends tonight. He has Roy Hibbert hops, he says, but very fundamentally sound. That's pretty funny.
That's
really funny. What was your thoughts tonight on Tony Bradley, who ended up playing, let me check the final numbers, 15 minutes. He had 13 points. He did have 5 fouls. 6 of 9 for the field.
I think he has a long way to go. I think this year is going to be a learning year from him. He has to strengthen up. He has to get stronger. And, you know, his game is just not – he can't demand minutes right now.
I thought, kindly. I'm going to give myself credit. I thought I summed up his performance tonight perfectly. He showed every single sign of why the Jazz drafted him and are excited and believe in him for the future, while simultaneously showing he's probably not ready for minutes this year. And he was really good. But it's a different thing, and those were late in game. Thanks so much, you guys. Great involvement tonight. We look forward to doing this throughout the season with you on Facebook Live after games. Thanks for your questions, and we will come back. This is on Postcast, part of Locked On Jazz on the Locked On Podcast Network.